places, everybody. That's time for the Radio Dose of Fat, show number 109 for Friday, September 16th, 2016.
Live at the Roman Baths in the brew capital of Nomelandia, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's the super special Interbike Preview Dose of Fat with your host, Sven and Gomez.
I'm Sven.
Hey, that makes me Gomez.
That does.
Welcome to this year's fabulous Interbike Bubble Show. We're privileged this evening to have Mr. J.K. Libin joining us on the radio program.
Your tiny bubbles in the wine. And I'll deflect my attentions and yours to the musical stylings of Mr. Crazy Chris Daisy.
Hey, guys.
The Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by The Surly. I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl Rims.
Learn more about bikes, balance, and freedom at surlybikes.com.
And now, the King of the East Side will tell us what's on the show this week. JK?
We start off the show with the event of the week. We preview the ever-ready battery of Bicycle Expo's Interbike. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report brought to you by Richie Logic. We'll take calls from our listener. And in this evening's Extra Crispy special segment, we discuss the Fat Bike Bubble with Ken and Andy from Fat Camp. Maybe.
Hey, guess what? It's time for the freaking event of the week.
We should have Renee Calloway from the Trek CXC Cup calling in to talk to us.
The telephone ringer.
Yeah.
Hi, Renee.
Hey there.
How are you?
I am all right. How are you guys?
About 5'9". Thank you very much.
All right.
So, you have stumbled across the Radio Dose of Fat, and we're here to talk to you about your fat bike race, but I know you probably want to tell everybody about this incredible international cyclocross race that you're running before the fat bike version. So, tell us some of the huge stars that are going to be at your race.
All right. I thought the fat bikers were the stars.
She's so nice.
They're in the premier event slot at the end of the day, so I thought they were the stars. But there's some other people coming too.
Are there any Europeans coming?
There are some people coming from across the pond, as they say. A couple women coming. Probably the biggest star is Ellen Van Looy, who is going to come and try to see if she can upset the Americans like Katie Compton and Katie Antnow, Elle Anderson, who've been the winners in the past for the women's race.
Right on. Hey, guess what? Aside here, I have a Katie Compton signature Thompson carbon handlebar on my Road Plus bike. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
You must be fast, then.
Well, not at all. I get some of the DNA slathered in the carbon from Katie, but yes.
Nice.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good.
So you thought you were walking into a fat bike crowd, but, we're obviously cross-dressing our handlebars.
Right.
Omnivores.
So I just wanted to make sure we had somebody from Trek on the line when I pulled the Road Plus thing out so they don't steal it from us.
Oh, yeah. He founded a new bicycle segment tonight called Road Plus. So,
yeah, it's like 40s or bigger. Boy, they're very large.
And somehow he got worked it into the show.
Right? See how
right.
I also got Trek to buy
no
into the idea.
No one prepared me for I was completely unprepared here for
I know.
This
fact. Well, enough about me. What do you have to say?
I feel your pain.
You should just come out to the race, come early, come at noon, see the pro women, come at 1:15, see a whole bunch of, guys too, a bunch of Europeans taking on the Americans, including the world champion, I don't know.
And then at 5 o'clock,
the fat bike race.
All the kits, all the Lycra comes off, all the flannel goes on and the fat bikers race. Right?
Right? Some costumes. Will there be costumes on the fat bikes? I hope some people with costumes. I think that'd be all right.
I have a Pope hat, so.
So just out of curiosity, where is this big shindig taking place?
It's taking place in the very exciting town of Waterloo, Wisconsin.
Trek World Headquarters.
Pretty big destination.
HQ.
It's right in the back of the Trek factory.
That's killer.
There's some trails back
there. They own a big field, and they've cleared it out, and that's where we race.
And you have a killer course set up, and there's going to be
food. It's got some fun.
And drank.
There's lots of beer. There's a lakefront. You guys should be familiar with Milwaukee Lakefront Brewery. Beer will be there.
There's
a free Collectivo coffee.
There's a wing of the brewery that's actually dedicated to the three of us.
Yeah, sure that.
There you go.
It's called the Klish Wing.
So
we've got everything that you need to have a good time.
Fantastic. Well, we'll have a link to everything in our show notes.
That we will.
We appreciate you calling in and letting us know about this. Yeah. I'm going to be there for the fat bike race, taking pictures and maybe wearing my Pope hat.
Hey, before we let Renee go, do you think we should talk about beards at all?
Oh, you think?
I'm just curious.
Do you have a
do you have a preferred beard style that you like, Renee?
I'm a little bit older, so that whole lumberjack beard thing, you know, I feel like you should be a lumberjack. So I guess I'm more for the closely shaven beard.
All right.
Well,
how are you doing?
Sven wins then. But, you know.
Yeah, because I'm like the creepy hipster English professor beard.
I would like to know how you would feel about a lumber brucing beard.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to have to take that under advisement,
all right.
I think.
All right.
Because JK is definitely a Lemmy after like three Quaaludes and an eight ball and a fifth of Jack or something like that.
Thrash and burn session. That's what his beard looks
like. With a bottle of whiskey, I could like that.
There's always whiskey.
Whiskey is always a thing. All right, Renee. Awesome of you to call in, and thank you for putting up with my... trying to pimp my new thing. On Trek's dime.
Road Plus. Road Bike Plus.
Road Plus. Road Plus.
Road Plus.
Anything has to have a plus on it now. I don't care what it is.
All right.
Hat Plus, Microphone Plus, Shirt Plus.
Top of the Hill Plus.
Top of the Hill Plus.
Hey, if you've got a beer, raise your beer.
Cheers and beers.
Cheers.
Renee, do you have a beer?
I don't, but I should.
You may. Anyway.
I'm having a diet squirt myself.
Yeah. Thank you
so
very much.
Feel free to have a juice or a tea or just some healthy water.
Well, thank you very much again for calling and for being such a good sport. And I hope people get to see good sport out there at the event this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Right on. Have a good one.
See you, Renee. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Like she'll ever call in again. She was awesome.
Yeah.
You know what we should do now? Take a break and talk about her behind her back.
You have turned into such a wicked little troublemaker. I've rubbed off on you, and now it's with like complete, again, not complete role reversal, because I can totally appreciate everything.
And with that said, how about we take a break?
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yeah, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So, yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Every time I'm looking for the preferred nomenclature, I listen in to Gomez and Sven on Fat Bike Radio. Nomenclature.
Hey, welcome back. I forgot to say that before we took a break, we're going to come back here and talk about this year's Interbike Extravaganza. Our esteemed colleague Gomez has done a fantastic job of weaseling and wiring and sliming information out of all these people that may and or may not be at Interbike. And we have a complete list.
Sort of.
A listing. That's the list.
Yeah, it is a list.
For so, sure. With that said, can we start with Fatback?
We can start with Fatback because we, right under the wire, they sent us in what we could talk about.
Oh, because they have secrets.
They had embargoed information intermixed
just,
with that.
Just for our non-bike industry people, embargoed means we know about it and you don't.
Right. It's out there. It's in development, but it's not for public
consumption.
Why? Well, competitive advantage.
What competitive advantage could possibly be gained anymore by embargoed information?
I have no idea.
I'm just asking a question here.
I'm on the same side of the embargoed information as you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyway, so Fatback, what do we have to learn from those fine folks up there in Anchorage AK?
They're adding a 14-inch and a 22-inch frame to their Corvus lineup. So really
14-inch sounds like young people.
Tall kids, yeah. Or short.
Or young, short peeps. Short adults.
5-footers. They're adding a FLT faster, lighter technology to both the Rhino and Skookum. And
see attached PDF for FLT info.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Threaded bottom bracket. Rhino FLT changes the dropouts to fixed, and about 550 grams for the 18-incher. Cage mounts on the fork and internal routing and a dropper post for, you know, the derailleur and a dropper post. They're working on their hubs. They've made their hubs 100 grams lighter and stronger, stiffer steel axle. Ooh, that sounds so sexy.
Right?
Rear hub. Premium enduro bearings with grease rated down for minus 40.
This sounds so, kind of like a Fat Camp episode with all this techno talk.
Oh. Yeah, this all plays kind of into the whole Interbike bubble thing.
Right? Bubble.
So we didn't say, but Fatback will not be at Interbike. No booth on the outdoor or the indoor.
But they do have. Is it the amazing Kreskin? Who's the guy that makes the prognostications? I got one.
What?
I think we're going to hear more about people not being at Interbike.
True enough.
It's like the appreciation of negative space.
Exactly. Huh. For instance, Sven will not be at Interbike.
Now, this is merely a financial thing, but yes. All you people have to buy more fatbike.com gear so we can afford to bring you the best of the best.
The best.
Or the rest.
Speaking of the best of the best, an aluminum single wall alloy rim called the Big Sioux. This is still from Fatback. Performance that matches many carbon rims, weighing in at 625 grams. So that is pretty light.
Yeah, and you know, with being aluminum, it should be affordable-er.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wheel sets built up with a bunch of different hubs that they offer. And they're going to be offering 7 build kit options on all of their frames this
year.
That's
just crazy.
Shimano XT, NSLX, SRAM NX1, GX1, XO1, and Eagle.
NX1.
Or single speed.
That's new.
I think that's even,
I don't even
more
know what
than
that is.
7.
What the hell is that?
NX1?
NX1.
It's the one, it's the grupo that they just came out with that's one below GX.
One below.
So it's a 1x11 kind of.
My humble but not very worthy opinion, I think the GX1 is the most bang for the buck of the grupos out there. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, they're doing a single speed as well.
Indeed. 907, our friends from 907 are following suit and not having a booth at Interbike, but they'll be walking around. And my friend Will Ross will be there.
Fancy carbon bikes on their shoulders?
Maybe. Maybe wearing them as medallions. Or maybe just bringing, hey, have you seen pictures of my kids? And they have little pictures of their new bikes because they have some new bikes.
Barks.
They have new colors on the whiteout. They have a new kids fatty, and they have something called the Tundra,
hey,
which is also a pickup truck.
Speaking of Alaska,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and say, what's up, Tupper?
Oh, man, you're good.
It's Tupper Becker,
hey,
Tupper
gentlemen,
Becker,
how
Tupper
are you?
Becker.
Well, we're just about to go into the Colorado portion of the show, but I figure since we were just covering Alaska real quick with the 907, and those fine gentlemen's up there at Fatback, we would talk to another AK local.
Yeah, man.
Word
up. I got a pop quiz for you. So is Becker Precision Sewing and Beer Drinking going to have a booth at Interbike?
Oh, God, no. ever. No, I got to keep it small. I like the workload I'm at now. As soon as I go to Interbike, you know, things blow up and you get big, and then you're actually working for a living and not having lots of fun, you know.
Working for a living, working.
I know. I saw you. Yeah. I saw you riding a motocross bike on the Facebook the other day.
I like the enduro stuff in the summer on the.
You know what I like to call them? Motorcycle pluses. It's a new thing. I like them. I like to call them Moto Plus. Yeah, right. That's a new, Moto it's a new motorcycle, man. Thing.
It's a new thing. So have you seen the new 907 kids bike?
Yeah, I did. I was over at one of my local shops, Goldstream, talking to my buddy Wes and Tyson there, and we were talking about the new 907 stuff. And yeah, it looks cool. I'm pretty stoked that they got a kid's bike out. I wish that everyone would have had those, like, you know, 4 years ago when I really, really, really wanted one. But
yours is imported from America.
Yeah, it is.
Your boys.
So is the 907 kid's bike, is that a 26-inch or 24-inch or 20-inch or 16?
I thought it was a
24. 24. Right on.
I thought it was 24, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
They've only been leaking things down the inner part of their leg on the internet about their new products.
So they crapped in their pants.
Yeah. Maybe.
And it leaked down their leg.
Fatback's got
there are many different types of things that can drip down the inside of your leg. It could be liquid carbon fiber, it could be liquid fun, it could be caca de baca.
Liquid love.
Exactly. Could be skim mail. Yeah, don't get me started. So you know who else is up on our list is Borealis, that is not going to have a booth, but Steve will be there.
And, Steve, you know, Steve's from Wisconsin, they're he's right, a hardworking guy.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't shirk his responsibility, though he may keep his people back at the old factory shop area so they can do their work.
Well, Kevin Wren said that he's working with him. So I bet you Wren is going to be at Interbike.
Oh, yeah. He's looking forward to talking to you.
That fork is.
And forking it's over good. Some money for advertising. Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, call out. Hey.
So Borealis has a new set of B-plus carbon rims that we're going to be testing here. I have some excellent new V-tire. We jumped ahead.
You jumped the shark.
Yeah. Surly's going to have the outdoor demo booth with Wednesdays and Ice Cream Trucks and their new Karate Monkey with the B-plus air, the single speed with the 29. And here's one that Tuff's going to be keenly interested in.
Keenly.
Salsa. Salsa does not go to Interbike, and our friend Mike Reamer, a gentleman that I like to refer to as Reamer. You emailed him, right?
I did. I emailed him, and he said, we don't do that thing, so we're just going to pass. Because I invited him to come on the show and tell us what's new with Salsa, and he was just like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and pass. But you know what happened?
You know what? I dug deeper.
Deeper.
You know, I wouldn't be the crack journalist that I that I claim to be if I didn't just go to my sources and find Justin Julian's cell phone number.
I'm going to dial that right now. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop. It says, calling.
Justin.
Hey, Justin! Gomez wants to say something to you.
Hey, Justin, it's Gomez from Fat Bike Radio. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you, Gomez?
It's going good.
Aren't you kind of wondering how he got your phone number?
I gave it to him.
Oh!
We played this all up like we were pranking you.
Gol dang, I got pranked.
You know, we got caught in our own complex web of lies.
Gol dang, I got pranked. You guys, man, I tell you what, man, you guys are running crazy, man.
So we have Justin on the line. Oh, by the way,
he's not my good.
Where's my scotch? I just said the F word.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kevin never got to say the F word last week.
Oh.
He had the bottle of scotch waiting. Never said it. Oh. Anyway, Justin, what's up?
So we're
not too much.
We're calling the
errands.
We're calling to talk to you about the 17 line. We kind of saw it on the internet. Looks pretty exciting. Carbon muckluck is the thing that caught my eye. Why don't you tell us what we got coming up?
We're excited about having another year of still pushing fat bikes and keeping this keeping this momentum moving forward for Salsa. You know, we took what we thought was a great platform with our two, basically our two best selling fat bikes, the Muckluck and the Black Barrel, and kind of merged those two bikes together and off spawned the Carbon Love Child of those. So we were able to get a five inch tire capable carbon fat bike with keeping the 100 threaded bottom bracket and not having to push the key factor out too far.
Right on. So you guys also make the Carbon Bear Grease still. So what differentiates the Carbon Muckluck from the Carbon Bear Grease? Geometry or, really, you know, what's kind of the difference between those two?
Yeah, it is geometry. I mean, the Bear Grease has been a great platform for us. It's still what I would say one of the premier endurance racing fat bikes. But we wanted to push the envelope of tire size. So Muckluck, we were able to bring a bigger tire size to the pitcher and also shorten up the chain stays. So what I think is probably our most progressive fat bike geometry is on the Muckluck now. But people do love the Bear Grease, and it rides super well, so we didn't want to abandon all those customers for this year.
That's a nice bike.
Absolutely. It seems to be the racer's choice in the Midwest.
Yeah, and I mean, for groomed trails where a four and a half inch tire is plenty, that bike still is an arsenal killer right there. It does what it needs to do.
Death Star.
And do you see?
What are you riding, Justin?
Right now, I'm patiently waiting for my new Muckluck to show up. I've always been a Bear Grease rider, but I'm excited to try the new Muckluck. I've got to spin around on it at our model year launch out at Saddle Drive, so got to ride it in the mountains of California, Lake Tahoe this year. But yeah, that'll be my go-to winter bike. I also ride a Bucksaw. That is my go-to all-year-round bike, so not at short for fat bikes for sure.
Killer. Justin, how do you see the transition from where Bucksaw is now to, have you done any refinements for 17 with Bucksaw? Do you see that going to more travel, a midi-sized tire, or even a bigger-sized tire?
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's one of those things where getting people to ride full suspension fat is our first and foremost. It's on all three of our demo trucks. We want people to ride it to really understand what that much tire and what that much traction can do for somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have anything cooking on changing the Bucksaw right now. This year we brought out some, I think, beautiful new colors and murdered out black carbon one, which is definitely a crowd pleaser. But yeah, I mean, right now I think that we've got the right amount of travel and the right amount of spec to match up with that it's a really perfect platform for a full suspension fat bike rider.
Well, very cool.
That tire size and rim size is great.
That's our buddy Tupper Becker from up there in Alaska, Justin. Just so you know, we've got a lurker on the line.
Yeah, well, no, like I was trying to keep it a secret so Justin doesn't know I was online. We got a Facebook bromance going on. So
bromance.
Oh yeah. But Tuff sent me some salmon his wife smoked.
Woo.
Speaking of smoking, I'm going to go ahead and mention the Bordos and Centium box. That thing is that just is awesome.
Just bring up this box.
But that was just because our buddy Travis was so good at telling me what this finely crafted German box that my Bordos Centium lock came in could be used for, which is to store very, very precious green things.
We have Justin on the line from Salsa Cycles.
Hey, Justin, how's it going? Hey,
they're 17.
Glad to have you on the line. Thank you.
I like the way your mind drifts off into these segues that make for awesome podcasting.
Yeah, segues are really cool. Have you ever ridden one?
Justin, I appreciate
you. I like the off-road segue.
There you go. You heard it here first. Justin and Greg are going to be testing that new Segway.
Yeah, me and Dean and Justin, we're going to go hang out and stuff and ride downstairs. It'll be cool.
Sweet. Well, all right. We won't see you guys at Interbike, but hey, we're going to have to catch you somewhere down the line and get a ride on that new Muckluck Carbon.
Yeah, maybe you could come and just ride some trails around, you know, southeast Wisconsin or something.
Yeah.
Be sweet.
Well, we'll have to figure it out.
Have you guys get it figured out and bring a bunch of bikes over and have a weekend of riding and camping or whatever is in store. We just got back from the North Woods of Wisconsin for ride camp and had a great time up there, so I'm ready to come back and ride some more trail.
Groovy, huh?
We saw pictures. I saw my friend Karen Dubois attended and looked like it was a great time. You had great weather and a good turnout. And I looked at some of the seminars and whatnot. It's just that's just all super positive stuff. It's it really is, you know, the heart of getting people involved and getting them outside and, you know, showing them how to use these incredible tool toys, things that, you know, we all love.
Tools and toys.
Tool that is a toy. Toy that is a tool, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that was our main goal, is just to keep people excited about riding and give them an opportunity. Sometimes people just need a opportunity to take that first step, and that's what we were hoping to accomplish.
And it was
a pretty decent job this year. Excited for next year, let's say that.
And it's a family event, so you have kids, and I saw a picture of a little Muckluck today on the internet.
Is that a bike or a kid? Or a shoe?
A bike, a little pink Muckluck.
I don't know how I don't know how those little guys snuck out. Yeah, there was a 20-inch Muck 20 and a Muck 24 roaming around for the kids to play on and give us feedback on.
Right on. Well, so, I mean, you know,
could be something coming.
Salsa's tagline is adventure by bike, right?
Right.
So there you go.
Correct.
I mean, that's pretty much what you guys do. Adventure. Bye-bye. I mean, you can't really say it in any less words than that.
Indeed.
Awesome.
That's perfect. Right. All right, Justin, thanks for calling, man.
We called him.
Have a good night.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Justin, good night.
We'll see you.
Good night.
Justin Julian, brand manager from Salsa Cycles.
Adventure by bike.
Adventure by bike.
We still have Tupper on the line, but we also still have other stuff to talk about from...
My computer screen went blank. We were talking about Borealis.
Well, yeah, we were talking about Borealis and...
we got the Surly, and then we were on the Salsa. Now we're to...
Otso.
Yeah.
Otso?
Our friend.
Otso. Otso? How do you say this?
I'd say Otso.
Yeah. O-T-S-O.
Otso. In a lot of language.
Hodor!
Hodor!
Why is there no Hodor bike brand yet?
Oh, well.
Thank you very much.
Again, you got Road Plus and Hodor. That's right there. You just lost $3 million in the next 10 years of your life.
That's what I do. I give money away like it's water.
So Otso is a new bike brand from Wolftooth. So I assume that they'll be there with their new bike. And V Tire has three new fat tires. They got that big slick daddy.
That's looking so cool.
And we will actually be getting some of those for testing. Ken Blakey Shell, who will be on the line here, he should be calling in right now to talk about the bubble. So let's race through the rest of these things. 45 North, redesigned the Husker Dues.
Tire that was already great.
Yeah. So and they took some knobs off. So, but, you know, maybe we got to ride it. And then if it's bad, we can call them Husker Don'ts. But if they're good, we'll call them Husker Du 2s or something. Or the new Husker
Du 2, the electric blue glue.
So they have a new aggressive studded tire as well?
Something called the War Child or something?
Well, I'm out of here, gentlemen. You guys sound like you're pretty deep in it.
All right, Tupper.
Bye, Tupper.
Arrivederci, America.
My lord, I don't think we can even get the rest of this incredible thing in before we roll on into the... bubble discussion.
I don't know. Let's take a break.
All right.
Real quick, like.
What do Heather Best, Kevin Breitenbach, and Jeff Oatley have in common? Well, they're all world record holders and champions of the Iditarod Trail Invitational. And they all chose Becker frame bags and hydration packs for their championship run. Becker gear is custom designed and purpose-built to fit your bike. Fat, skinny, and everything in between, Becker gear is the bag maker of champions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Once again, we're back. It's time for the Fatty Farm Field Report.
The Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Richie. The folks at Richie have a very special offer to our readers and
special
listeners.
Special offer.
On their Commando Frame and Fork for just...
They go Commando.
$375. Just use the discount code Julio at checkout.
This is just one of those things where it's like, do it. You got to be kidding me.
That's a righteous deal.
Righteous. Our friends at 1UP Components are doing a little bit of a sale too thing on some stuff that they kind of just didn't make quite right, but good enough for you people. If you want to save 30%, go ahead and check the link out on the show notes, because I'm not going to read that thing because it's really long.
Purple Anno. That's the, we have a bunch of links, but I just want to go into this bubble segment, the extra crispy bubble segment.
You know why? Because guess who we got on the line?
Ken and Andy, yo.
That's right.
We'd like to welcome the stars of the number one rated fat bike docudrama podcast they call Fat Camp. Please welcome Ken and Andy.
Howdy ho, gentlemen.
Howdy ho. Greetings
from across the pond here, guys.
It's like the little mini narrow pond, eh?
Oh, yeah. Looks like a dingus.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's proceed alphabetically. Andy, would you lead the congregation into hymn number 506, The Fat Bike Bubble Hath Burst? Oh, Lord, Lord!
Praise. Thank you very much for that. The bubble. So I'm supposed to talk about this bubble, but as you guys know...
You just said bubble butt. That's actually pretty funny.
Bubble butt.
I did say bubble butt.
But yeah, you did.
I said it again. When it comes to knowing anything about anything, I usually defer to someone who knows a shit ton more than I do, and my opinion of the bubble is not nearly as knowledgeable as the leader of this camp, and I'm going to just turn it right over to Ken right away. And guys, you put on your seatbelts, because this is going to be a long one, so turn up your headphones.
Hopefully I won't babble too long. Sorry. So, okay, Gomez ended up asking us this awesome question a couple weeks ago, and got me all stoked. So I've been thinking all sorts of stuff about what about this fat bike bubble. So once I started thinking on this, I was like, okay, we can talk about new bike sales. We could talk about fat bike ridership. We could talk about innovation in fat bike world. You know, there's a lot of different things that you could describe sort of as being bubble-ish or whatever, or wondering if it's going to be at a bubble. And I guess I am going to break this out into kind of a couple different categories.
Right.
And I would say as far as our new bike sales, if you're a bike shop owner in the listener world, I'm guessing, yeah, we're going to start seeing a level on off of the sales.
I just heard a sales figure from a bike dealer in Northern Illinois for 2016. He told me his fat bike sales January 1 to September 1 in 16 were up 30% over his sales in 2015. So that just relates to the one aspect that you have brought up. So go on.
Yeah, and that's really awesome that I'm hearing. I think we're going to see certain areas that are continuing to have super strong growth. But I think there's some of the other areas that kind of are tapped out a little bit more. And as a whole, my guess is we're going to see a slowing of new bike sales.
Just like overall or in the fat bike realm only?
It's pretty much in the fat bike realm, if I had to guess. And I guess the reason why I'm saying this is because if you look at what's happened in the fat bike industry, we've had enormous amount of innovation that's gone on. You know, in the last five-ish years, we've had tubeless tires, we've had suspension, we've had, you know, carbon both in frames and in rims. We've had all sorts of stuff going on with drivetrains. We've had, you know, 170 to 190 spacing. We've had 135 to 150 spacing. We've had 4-inch tires to 4.8-inch tires. We've had all this crazy stuff going on in fat bike world. Mm-hmm. So not only have we had a whole bunch more people getting into fat biking, but there's a lot of people that jumped into fat biking 5 years ago and are like, wait a minute, after a couple of years, I need another bike because there's so much cool stuff going on.
So you know what, Ken, you know what this sounds like to me is like the early days of mountain biking through like maybe 8 or 10 years ago, but where mountain biking took like 20 years to go from – kind of something that was serviceable and heavy and durable and solid to the most advanced stuff you can get now with carbon and this and that. I think the fat bike industry did that in like, what, 3 years? It did it really fast. Yeah. And it just kind of got up on par with what other...
But the next level of development
is
much more difficult to execute and execute well, which is a full suspension.
200 gram savings on our frame from this year to last year.
So let's say, you know, if fat bikes follow the same development that mountain bikes did, we had rigid mountain bikes without SIS. We had bikes with SIS that then got front shocks. We had bikes that had V brakes with dual suspension. We had
absolutely.
I feel that fat bikes are going to develop.
Fat bikes never really had any kind of cantilever brake.
Yeah.
Except for the first Pugsley, maybe. But otherwise, yeah. So,
So with that in mind, I think that, the dual suspension is my answer to someone says, well, the bubble has burst.
The burble bubble.
Is why are these companies with the best chance to stay in the market?
No, not even close.
Developing these full suspension fat bikes. You know, that's a lot of tooling. Well, that's a lot of engineering.
The thing is, though, I don't think everybody needs a full suspension fat bike. That's what's a little bit different than the mountain bike world. In the mountain bike world, suspension is a really big deal based upon most geographic areas. And I think that's going to end up being a factor in the fat bike world, but it's not going to be as big a factor as in the mountain bike world. In the fat bike world, I think a lot of people can get by with either front suspension or fully rigid. I don't think we're going to see this enormous, like everybody's going to have a full suspension fat bike in their lineup.
Let's see the areas.
Well, I do think we're going to see some really good development in that, which will be awesome. And I think it might even extend into the downhill range where we're getting these big hit bikes over 150 millimeters.
Well, see, I think
I wish I had a guy 150 millimeters myself. Actually,
if a guy in Downeyville, California, so far the big hit, real gnarly mountain bike crowd looks at fat. Look, those are the people that haven't bought a fat bike yet, and I think that dual suspension fat bikes could make inroads in those markets where, like Central California, there aren't a lot of fat bikers there.
Yeah, there'll be some conditions where, a fat bike with full suspension will just absolutely rip. It's just going to be a matter of figuring out how to make the tires durable enough and then how to dial in the suspension so your basically suspension curve is right to deal with the bounciness of the tires.
You're
going to find out. You're going to take this journey, and man, I wish we could just provide you with a consistent supply of big, tall, full suspension fat bikes for you to test, dude.
Yeah, because Ken's he's no small drink of water, that guy.
You're like 6'5 or something, aren't you, Ken? 6'3, 6'5?
Yeah.
That's freakishly tall.
Yeah, and then I'm not exactly a lightweight guy, so I tend to break stuff too. So I'm a good tester. Let's put it that way.
Speaking of people that like to break stuff, I wish I could say Dave Lunds is on the line, but it's not Dave Lunds. We have our friend from Rochester, Minnesota, Mr. Ron Moffitt. Hey, Ron, how are you doing?
Chewy. Hi, guys. Gary, I didn't think we were going to talk about strippers. What's the talking about Bubbles? I thought we weren't going to talk about her.
Well, we both love Bubbles. And
without a doubt.
What was Michael Jackson's chimpanzee's name?
There's Bubbles. Enough Bubbles.
Yes, it was.
Bubbles. There's enough Bubbles, come here, Bubbles. For both of us to be happy for the rest of our lives. Chewy. Plus, it's like basic kindergarten etiquette, man. Share with your bud.
Right. By the way, Ron Moffitt, we still have Andy and Ken on the line from up there in Minnesota, Minnesota. Where is that called? Michigoda?
Manistee.
That's the place.
Manistee.
It's on the other side of the small finger looking pond.
It's the sea cow with an extra S in the middle.
Right on. Those guys are still online, so don't offend them or you whatever.
This is the note that he gave me. Moffitt. Point, counterpoint.
Point, counterpoint. Ron will be 1 point, and Ken will be... Talk carbon bicycle frames right now.
No, but...
Carbon? I thought we were talking big jump, which is just a big, squishy, travel, full suspension fat bikes. I live in Minnesota. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of.
It might just be for Minnesota, but, you know... I'm just thinking about Moab or friggin'.
Why did you become so pliant?
I don't know.
Hey, you.
It's all that time you spent up north in the woods by yourself.
But the bike companies are throwing tens of dollars at us. He's like, I can't let that $10 bill go by. I just have to be pliant.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh my God! I just have no answer for that.
I got to tell you this: people have been waiting for that.
I'm going to offend the bike company.
Right on.
All right, because the bike companies are going to do what they want to do anyway, because they don't really give a fuck unless they're making a nickel anyhow. Rapid fire shifting is a perfect example. Nobody liked rapid fire shifting. It's shit. And they said you're going to use it whether you like it or not. They're going to do the same thing to the fat bike market.
I'm going to have to get.
Damn, Dave just, you know, okay, here's the real problem I got with this rapid fire business is Dave was a diehard twist shift guy from, well, ever. And he's like, oh, them new ones, $200-some, they're kind of like, I keep shifting 2 or 3 gears because they're too sensitive.
You have to learn the shifter.
Yeah, well, he's sort of a dumbass.
Well.
Right, Ron? I mean, really, right?
Really.
Right. Well, without a doubt, yeah.
So did we completely extinguish Ken? Can we get...
No,
maybe,
those guys are still here.
Ken's still on there.
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, we want to vote Ron for president.
Yeah, so do we, actually. You know, nobody could do a better thing for this country than to vote Ron Moffitt in for president.
So you guys don't think that dual suspension is the next thing that And I think it's going to be really hard for some of these smaller companies to make a dual suspension bike.
Why? Five factories made everything in the whole bike world.
There's five guys in Moab that would ride it. I mean, otherwise, everybody else that's riding it realizes they don't need it, at least around here. You know? And we go out to Arizona. We ride our fat bikes fully rigid because there's spots. It's nice to have at least a front suspension, but you still don't need full suspension. And I just don't ride that way, so I don't understand full suspension in the first place. It's more to fucking work on.
I would totally never own one, dude, because it's a maintenance nightmare.
You have a full suspension bike.
And it hangs with no fork on it right now for the last 7 years.
And it was one of the first bikes that could actually take a fat bike there.
Yeah, well, I want to try it. I have a Turner
burner, baby.
Yeah,
burner.
RFS or something.
Fat bike and full suspension is. I mean, there's places where it'll work, but it's a pretty narrow niche. It's not something that's going to end up working everywhere, and it's going to be silly for a lot of situations. There's a lot of times that you want a little bit narrower tire to end up fitting into some slot or whatever.
Dude, and my clunker is not gonna be good. That accurately describes my clunker bike that I love riding so much.
We don't call it Clunker Plus yet because that's trademark.
Clunker Plus!
Trademark.
That's a fucking winner right there.
Clunker Plus. Thank you. I knew I'd get on one sooner or later.
Fuck yeah. I'm 100% with Clunker Plus.
Clunker Plus. Clunker Plus, a chip. Clunker Plus, a dog. Clunker Plus, a ride. I got a lot of Clunker Plus ideas.
I'm going to register clunkerplus.com right after the show.
No, I'm already doing it.
I already got it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, do you think that everyone that should have a fat bike, do you think everyone has one? And that we're really
No. And that's what I was going to say. The nice thing about the fat bike industry is the bubble hasn't burst because there is a whole new crop of people that are just starting to get into the market. Two reasons. First of all,
they don't ride in the winter, but they're finding out how fun they are to ride in the dirt. And personally, most shops that I know are just starting to realize that they can sell bikes all year, fat bikes all year round. Right. There's a lot of them that just don't get it.
Yeah, that's good.
I've got
people cross-country skiing for how many years? Right?
Right.
It replaces... Well, cross-country skiing has kind of died off, and bike shops need something. Yeah. And a lot of them did cross-country in the past, and now a fat bike is going to start to take up some of that, you know, off-season, quote-unquote thing.
But a fat bike will get a person out in the dirt that's not very comfortable riding in the dirt, and it's going to be a casual ride. They're not going to go out and race it. The guys that are fast on fat bikes are already out there. What fat bikes are going to do is they're going to get a whole different group of people to go out on nice casual rides on their fat bikes. They're really comfortable on the tires. That's the other reason they really don't need full suspension. That throws them into another price market that those guys aren't going to spend the money on anyway. So, you know, guys that are looking for used ones all the time, you're seeing this group of people are starting to buy the ones that people that have got upgraded, you know, gone symmetrical and different rear ends.
No, absolutely.
Chewy, how do we know that the bike industry works on a 5-year replacement schedule? They have to design something into what we do that makes us replace our shit. So what do you think that's going to be if it's not dual suspension?
The next thing that they
shot themselves in the foot by taking everything so fast. I mean, look at how fast we've gone from the original Pugsleys and
capitalism and the internet did now. That, man.
I mean, it was like that's just people going. No, I think that's the bike industry saying they're not going to make the same mistake they did with 29ers and hold back.
Yeah, that's all sales up front.
They all jumped on it right up front.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier on. It's like the mountain bike thing took 20 years to mature or more. I mean, it's still maturing because all 29ers, 27 plus fat bikes, they're all offshoots of the original mountain bike idea. But that took 20 years to get to the point where the technologically fancy bikes are really high end and awesome. But fat bike, it took like 3 years because that technology already existed. You didn't really have to reinvent it. You just had to apply it to the new thing. So the development time.
And everybody was beating each other up to be the first one out there with it, too. And they made the mistakes they made were a lot smaller than when they came out with, like, some of the companies that came out with the first 29er frames were horrible riding beasts because they just made it bigger so that a 29 could fit on a 26-inch frame. And it really didn't take everything into consideration, so they were crappy handling bikes, where the fat bike jumped into it faster and easier because they learned from their mistakes, I think.
Well, and I think fat bikes still have, like, the ones that we ride on the beach, a Pugsley is still, or a Moonlander, is still an awesome riding bike on a beach because the geometry is made for slow speed, and it's easy to ride in really soft conditions. But as the market got bigger, people went into the more performance-oriented stuff where basically you're replacing your mountain bike, so it has to perform like your favorite, you know, mountain bike.
All right. With that, let me call timeout.
Wait, what?
I'm going to call timeout, and let's take just
because I'm going to get another beer.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's give JK and Andy maybe a couple of seconds to talk.
Oh, all right then. we'll be right back.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa Major at JumboUSA.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
We are coming back from break, and I'm going to hand the mic over to Mr. J.K. Levin to see what he has to say about Le Bubble.
Bubbles. No, I don't think a bubble. I don't know. I'm slightly blissfully ignorant about some of the machinations on the higher level, so I just like what I ride.
God bless you, my friend.
Right now, JK's out there testing some 29 plus rims and tires. And
I've gone from one pierced or moved the bubble. Are we talking about that bubble?
No, you just.
Or am I redefining the bubble?
You took your normal fat bike.
She's not really fat bubble. She's plump bubble.
Yeah. Husky.
It's the summer thing. And I think we've seen this happen a lot in the Midwest. I'm sure Ken and Andy have seen it as, you know, plus bikes are kind of the shizzle for this area. And as much as I, for the last 6 years, have ridden a fat bike all year round, not so much this year.
I don't know, dude. I have a 24-pound front suspension fat bike.
Yeah, but you have a 23-pound front suspension plus bike. God damn it.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I have a plus bike, too. I ride both.
It was like having a transformer. I wasn't quite aware.
I don't see that having anything nice to do with the bubble. That's actually the expansion of the bubble.
Right. You can transform one bike into multiple purposes to some extent.
One thing. If people are saying, well, talking about the bubble is talking about the state of the market, I think that people should rejoice because prices are coming down, people.
Definitely.
And speaking of, I think that we said we were going to let Andy chime in here. So I started talking. Good God.
All right. No, okay.
Andy. Hello?
Yo. Yeah, I'm right here. I think maybe one thing that hasn't been mentioned yet is that, and this is happening locally around here, is that we're going to start grooming our nuts off. And when you got, like...
Sorry. Yeah. I'm just going to say how you doing?
You know, there's people that go out like Ken and I, and we'll bust through, you know, 5-6 inches of powder and work our butts off going 4 miles an hour and have a great time. But if you can groom it, I think that people will be like, oh, I can take my cross-country skis. I don't have to do that anymore. I can go, these guys are grooming 15 miles of nice bike trail. I might want to go get a fat bike. And so I think that's going to have an effect too on Le Bubble.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a good call.
Well, I think that we're going to stop talking about the bubble very soon, because once snow hits, I think this season is just going to be a Technicolor every weekend, a race, great stuff. People are just going to expand upon the fun that we had last year.
Speaking of races, let me just make this one thing available to folks. We do have a calendar.
Oh, yeah.
So all you got to do is go to our website and go where the calendar thing is and submit your event. And, you know, we'll take a day or two to approve it, but it'll be on our calendar, which anybody can find all over the country, all the stuff that is happening. And I'm going to say this.
And we might call you up.
I am going to say this.
If you register on there, we'll probably call you up. If you have a cool-looking race flyer, I'll email you and say, hey, can we make you the event of the week? And then you call, and then we talk to you on the radio. And then
you get all offended, and then you leave.
For life!
You know no, this is serious.
Glenn and Gomez will make it rain fat bike awesomeness.
That's what she said.
We don't need fat bikes anymore because all the trails are going to be groomed. You guys are going to be out there with $10,000 groomers making it like a highway.
See, now here's the scene in my head. When you started talking about grooming, Andy, I imagined Chewy, myself, and Scott Quiring dressed in the full Jedi robes, but in the mist, like we're dead, talking to you, telling you, Andy, grooming is the dark side. Once down the path of the grooming throttle twist, forever shall it challenge your tires not.
What he said. It's just one element away from a paved road when you ride and groom snow. You just put some limestone in there, and boy.
You can ride them on Black Floyds.
Yeah, yep. Or those new 4.5-inch V-tire. What's the new V-tire?
Did they got? I forget the real name. I keep on calling it the Big Slick Daddy.
Big Slick Daddy. Slick. Mamba Jamba Super Slamba. That's what I like.
That's what he said.
Fat bike takes all flavors.
I'm getting an e-bike, and we're going to take, I think we have a homemade sledge, a plastic grooming device.
Sledge.
That we're going to do some grooming out on the farm.
All right,
with an e-bike.
I just got to say goodbye to Ken, Andy, and
Really?
The lovely Ron.
Crap.
You want to keep talking to him? We can talk to him for all night, but
shizzle.
Tacos are waiting.
Yeah. We're out of time for this Fat Bike group therapy session, boys and girls. JK's over there ordering tacos.
No, he's not.
Trying.
Where the hell are our tacos, JK? God damn it.
Our show this evening has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message.
That's 818-918-BIKE, by the way.
And talk
see
about
how clever we are?
Fat Bike Bubble.
Yeah, we have a bubble. You should always call in and make your presence known. Thanks to Ken and Andy, Tim Krieger, Elvis, Ron Moffat, the Lionites, and that crazy Spartan King. Whatever. Till next week.
Till then.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.